Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Key 100 with Dave and Jen. 7:42 on a Tuesday. And battle time. Our champion from Ashland looking for win number two today. She may have forgotten that she was the battle champ. We woke her up this morning. Good morning, Whitney Hutchison. How are you?
I'm here.
A little sleepy?
Oh, bless your heart.
Did you stay up all night watching the national championship game last night, Whitney? Is that the issue here?
No, my daughter watched the movie last night.
Movie night.
There you go.
That's cool.
By the way, I stayed up and watched some basketball last night.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's insane. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either. Our challenger, welcome back to the battle from Ironton. Everybody's like, hi, Will. Will Van Etter. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing just great.
Excellent. Great to have you back on the battle. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, especially since Baylor won last night, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We'll come up on that one, yeah.
I mean, Gonzaga, here they were, undefeated.
Gonzaga.
They had one game left to finish the job.
And they screwed it up.
And they sure did. They got the pulp beat out of them.
Oh, goodness.
Last night. So, ouch. Bros, ouch.
Bro.
A lot of people lost a lot of money, I have a feeling.
Oh, I bet. Oh, gosh.
So, there you go. Well, let's get started. Whitney, you're the champ. You get the first question, round one. Here we go. Which president's likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart? Is it Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, or John Adams? Who's on Purple Hearts?
George Washington.
Yeah, it is George.
Nice.
George Washington.
All right. Will, round one for you. Which author wrote the book, the novel, Pride and Prejudice in 1813? Was it Charlotte Bronte, Emily Dickinson, or Jane Austen?
Jane Austen.
Hey, there you go.
Well done, Will. All right, round two. Here we go, Whitney. What country is the first to march in the Olympic opening ceremony parade? What country was the first to march in the Olympic opening ceremony parade?
This is in every Olympic opening, by the way.
Oh, every. Oh, my bad. Well, there you go, Whitney. Not just the original, but everyone's.
But every single one.
Any guess?
Greece.
Nice. Look at you. Excellent. And that's because, obviously, the Olympic Games began in Greece.
In Greece.
There you go.
Of course.
All right. Round two for you, Will. The leader of an orchestra, or the concert master, plays what instrument? The leader of an orchestra.
I can't remember if it's a violin or one of those bigger violin things, but I'm just... Violin.
Just go with violin.
Violin is a good way to go.
Job, Will. I'm glad you didn't say one of the bigger violins.
Like a cello?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. No, not a cello. It's just a little bigger than a violin. I just can't remember what it's called.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Whitney, round three. Spell the word. Epitome. Spell the word epitome. As in a person or thing that is a perfect example of a particular quality or type. Epitome. You have 5 seconds, Whitney. Four. Three.
Whitney, you didn't fall asleep, did you?
No. Epitome?
Yeah. Need you to guess.
E-P-I-T-O-M-E.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's it. There Excellent. You go. Look at that.
I looked at the word. I'm like, no, I can't. I cannot say epitome. I know that's not correct.
That's not right.
I know that's not right. I know this word.
Oh, my word.
But my brain wasn't working quick enough.
No, it was not.
So I'm with you, Whitney. I'm still asleep, too.
All right. Well, then, Will, round three for you. And to send us to a lightning round, spell the word ecstasy, as in an overwhelming feeling of joy or happiness. Ecstasy.
E-C-S-T-A-S-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good job.
Excellent. You know what that means, ladies and gents?
What's that mean?
Lightning round.
Woo-hoo!
This is how it works. We're going to give you a topic. We need an example of that topic within 3 seconds or less. Cannot repeat answers or you're disqualified. First person that cannot come up with a new answer will be the loser. Will, since you're the challenger, you'll go first. You'll give an answer. I will repeat it. And then, Whitney, you have 3 seconds to come up with a new answer. We'll go back and forth just like that. Do you both understand?
Yep.
All right. Jen, lightning round topic is...
states that start with the letter M, as in Michael or malicious. Right, there are Will. 8 of them.
Will, 3 seconds on the clock begins now.
Wait, what is it?
States that start with the letter M.
There you go, Will.
Maine, yes. 3, 2, 1. Need an answer, Whitney.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Well, goodness.
Yeah, well,
I tell you what, look at that.
Whitney, we do appreciate you playing the battle, and we've got delicious Stewart's Original hot dogs for you, and we hope you'll come back and play again soon, all right?
Okay.
Thank you so much, and Will, congrats on win number one. Well done.
Ooh, thanks, guys.
All right. Yep, back tomorrow at 7:40, and both you guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.